Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lou Johnson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Hans. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Hans. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Maury Wills. Batting second. The center fielder, Matty Alou. Batting third. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Willie Stargell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Gene Alley. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry May. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Veal. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Bob Veal. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kessinger hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beckert strikes out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roberto Clemente batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clendenin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hundley hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hans takes first base on ball 4. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger takes first base on ball 4. Hans moves to second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alley strikes out. One out. Jerry May batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Veal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Veal strikes out. Two outs. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0 for 1 in the game. Wills strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Clemente. Williams reaches second base with a double. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. The ball gets by May for a passed ball. Williams moves to third. Ron Santo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Santo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley fields it and throws to home to get Williams. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Santo moves to third. Banks moves to second. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clendenin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Clemente is 0 for 1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Stargell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stargell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stargell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on May. Phillips moves to third. Bill Hance is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hance is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hance hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Veal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kessinger is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phillips scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Kessinger. The throw from May and he is safe. Kessinger steals second. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert strikes out. 2 outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin fields the ball and throws to Veal covering. Safe. Kessinger moves to third. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santo takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0-for-1 in the game. Mazeroski hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alley is 0-for-1 in the game. Alley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. May is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hance fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-2 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive towards short. Alley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Adolfo Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gary Kolb pinch hits for Bob Veal. Gary Kolb is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kolb hits a ball on the ground towards first. Banks scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kolb for the out. 1 out. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Wills is 0-for-2 in the game. Wills hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Alou is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground for an out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Klein now pitching. Bill Hans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hans is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hans is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clendenin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kessinger for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Beckert is 0 for 3 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mazeroski is 0 for 2 in the game. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Santo hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Banks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ali scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Gene Ali is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ali is 0 for 2 in the game. Ali takes first base on ball 4. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May bunts towards the mound. Hans fields it and throws to first for the out. Ali moves to second. One out. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Ron Klein. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jimenez takes first base on ball 4. Jose Pagan pinch runs for Manny Jimenez. Phil Regan now pitching. Maury Wills is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Wills is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wills hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to second for the out. Ali moves to third. Two outs. Matty Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alou hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Alou reaches second base with a double. Ali scores. Wills moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Pirates, 1. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0 for 3 in the game. Clemente hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Pirates 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Moose now pitching. Lou Johnson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Spangler pinch hits for Phil Regan. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Phillips. The throw from May and he is safe. Phillips steals second. Al Spangler batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Spangler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phillips scores. Spangler moves to second. It's 2-1, Cubs. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field. Stargell picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stargell. Spangler scores. Kessinger moves to second. It's 3-1, Cubs. Glenn Beckert batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Beckert is 0 for 4 in the game. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Chuck Hartenstein now pitching. Willie Stargell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stargell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stargell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clendenin hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mazeroski is 0 for 3 in the game. Mazeroski takes first base on ball 4. Stargell moves to second. Gene Alley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alley is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Alley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stargell scores. Mazeroski moves to second. It's 3-2, Cubs. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Jerry May is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. May is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. May strikes out. Two outs. Manny Mota pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Manny Mota is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mota hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Phillips. Mota reaches second base with a double. Mazeroski scores. Alley goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.